All right. Do you copy me here, Holden?
Yes, I do.
Roger that. Okay, we are underway here, and what a matchup we're going to have. The Eagles of New Studiohawk versus the Eagles of Sandpoint, and already, just off the tip-off, we have a foul. Anthony Webster's going to get a line for Sandpoint, and I'm looking to get joined here by the one and only Paul Barker, our esteemed athletic director and all-around incredible person. Anthony's first shot is good. So with 4 seconds into the game, we have 1-0, Sandpoint up. Second one in the bucket, make it 2 for Webster. We are now 2-0, Sandpoint heads up. King Cove ran a clinic earlier today against New Haven. It was a great matchup with New Haven, working hard, but man, they were on top of the game. I'm going to put the phone down for 1 second and get things hooked up. Hey, all right, good steal right there. Anthony Webster now has the ball for Sandpoint. They just couldn't quite get it to convert for New Studiohawk. Okay, now second shot is up and in. Anthony Webster gives a little backwards trot as he puts it away. Second one good for Sandpoint. It's now 4-0. All right, so Paul, are you with me?
I'm coming in now. I don't know if I'm live or not.
Yep, you are live. Welcome.
Okay, so here we are with the Eagles versus the Eagles here, and Galvin with an up and in. That's number 20, Stephen Galvin, with his first 2 points of the night. Sandpoint takes an early 6-0 lead over the New Stu Eagles.
What a great matchup here. I know it's a young squad. I'm looking down the list here at New Studiohawk, and I see 5 freshmen, 1 junior, and 2 seniors. Very young squad, so lots to look forward to with these Eagles.
Yeah, I was talking to Coach Makia Walcott this morning when they came in here to Sandpoint, and he's got a young squad, and he's really excited with 1 senior, but a young team looking towards the future here to showcase that young talent here in Sandpoint.
All right, 6-0 now. Sandpoint with the ball, working it down the post, can't quite get it. The pass is lost in the jumble. Good defense by New Studiohawk Eagles, and they get the ball, but having a hard time getting outside of their side of the half court.
Yes. Seeing a full court press there from the Sandpoint Eagles, giving them a hard time as they get across the timeline.
There we go. Now running the play, trying at the top of the free throw line, moving it back outside to the perimeter. The Eagles are taking their time. Number 4 has the ball. He is playing point guard right now. That's Makia Walcott. He's a freshman. Defense by Parker Larson. He's got that 10-foot wingspan. Pokes the ball right out. But here's Walcott moving in fast and hard off the glass. No good for New Stu. Sandpoint turning around on a fast transition. Galvin rides the lane, goes all the way up the right side post, up and not good.
Nice no-look pass there from Galvin. That was a little ill-advised, looking for Parker Larson cutting into the lane. Parker with a nice jump there as that pass was going over to Walcott, number 4. And the ball will be inbounded on the sideline into number 34, guarded by Smith. Nice up and in. Nice block there by Carl, but a late call there by our lead referee, Bill Dushkin.
And, you know, that was number 34 trying to work his way across the post. Andrew Pelt, I believe, is a senior. And as he was working his way across, he just got Carl off position, and he couldn't really help but draw that contact.
So Pelt goes to the line for 2, and that's Smith's first foul. On the floor for the Sandpoint Eagles, you have Larson, Webster, Cumberledge, Smith, and Galvin. For the New Stu Eagles, you have number 5, 4, number 1, number 34, and number 12, it looks like, as Pelt's first free throw was no good. He'll try for his second attempt.
Number 34, Pelt, is on the floor. We have Damian Gust, also Jacob Andrew, Elijah Christopher, and finally rounding out Makia Walcott, number 4, for the Eagles as their starting lineup.
So that second free throw was good, so that makes it, with 5:30 left here, a 6-1 lead for Sandpoint as Galvin gets into the middle lane, attacks to a left-handed layup. Nice attack there, drew the foul, and he'll go rewarded for with 2 free throws at the free throw line.
Good job by Stephen Galvin, coming in as a sophomore, but doing a great job being a leader on the court and really trying to show his good potential that he's going to have as he grows as a player. Going to the line for the first shot, and just off the back of the iron, score is 6-1 with 5:30 to go in the first quarter.
And I think that first foul was on Pelt, the senior. So that'll be his first foul of the night.
Galvin lines up for a second attempt. That one goes high, just off the front of the rim, and rebound by number 1, Elijah Christopher, who moves quickly And the Eagles for the new Studio Hawk are moving the ball on the outside perimeter, looking for a chance, but nice man-to-man defense, it looks like, being played by Sam Point, forcing a long shot, not good, rebound by Webster, and a nice outlet pass to Galvin, cross the paint to Carl, he just can't quite hold on to it, grabs it, sends it back in, Galvin's waiting for it, shot from about 10 feet out, no good, put back by Larson, no good, and up two from Sam Point just can't quite get it to convert, but they get their own rebound and will reset.
Nice hustle there for the ball as Webster dishes over, but he'll be called for a travel by our referee there, Tabitha Johansson, nabs him for a travel. Good call. Turnover, Sandpoint. Possession to the new Stew Eagles. Ball's brought up here by number three across the timeline. No pressure there from Sandpoint on the full court. Penetrates into the paint, over to the wing. Shot goes up. Left hand, nice hook there from number five, and that's good for two. 6-3 in the favor of the Eagles.
Sandpoint moves back. Move to Carl on the left-hand post. Man, just can't quite get to go in. Sandpoint having a hard time making these buckets tonight.
Yeah, they're just rattling right across the rim, but that ball is just not dropping. But they're getting a lot of really nice looks deep down into the paint. You like to see that opening from Sandpoint, not relying on the three-point ball. They are penetrating into the paint as Galvin goes in again into the right side lane and draws another foul. And that one will be on number three for the new Stew Eagles as Galvin goes to the free throw line and Austin looks up the number three there. That would be?
That's a junior, Jacob Andrew, number three, sending him to the line. And I think he had just fired off that long shot from three that didn't quite go in just a few seconds before.
Galvin nets his first free throw attempt, and the score is now 7-3 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles with 4:18 left here in the first. And New Stew early into a little bit of foul trouble here with three team fouls already, so they need to watch themselves as Galvin nets his fourth point of the game with another free throw.
Again, no full court press coming from Sandpoint, but they settle back into a half court man-to-man. Anthony Webster keeps a good track on number five. That is Damian Gus, following him in. They send it back outside now. Good ball move outside the perimeter. Number four drives in, puts up a shot just about 10 feet out. It goes off the back of the iron. Solid attempt by Makia Walcott, but Sandpoint with a rebound and a loss picked up by number five, Gus, who will move quickly, trying to get the new Stew Hawk a chance to convert there, and they just can't quite have it. Edmund walks away with the ball.
Yeah,
good
nice
ball handling by Edmund.
Nice transition offense there by a new Stew, but not able to convert as Anthony gets it in the middle. Shot no good. Parker, nice rebound there by Larson, number 11 for his first 2 points of the game as he gets on the board. Nice offensive board there by Larson.
They've had a lot of chances for those putbacks, and none of them have really gone down. That's really the first time, so it's good to see that happen. Here comes new Stew. Oh, deflected by Carl as a pass across the paint. That man, Carl, was just read that one all the way, deflects it right into the hands of Anthony Webster.
He did. He saw it all the way, and a nice ball movement down the floor by Smith and Larson, and I think we had a late and one there called by Tabitha, and yep, they'll count that basket for Smith. Nice extra pass there by Larson to get the ball over to Smith on the left side, and that basket will count for two.
And that's going to be the second on Pelt on Jacob Andrew, number three.
That's the second on Pelt and the 14th foul here early on the new Stew Eagles. And Smith gets that nice and one, earns it the hard way. He's going to go try and make that a three-point play.
All right, here we go.
Smith goes up and in.
Good shot by Carl Smith there, helping Sandpoint spread their lead out 13-3 now, with three to go in the first quarter.
So you know, Austin, you know that the Sandpoint Eagles were watching that King Cove T-Jacks game.
Oh, man.
And they know that they know what they have to do in order to stop those T-Jacks. I think that the T-Jacks might be one of the tougher teams here in this tournament.
Absolutely.
And they know that they need to be able to shut down that interior offense, penetrating that ball into the high post. So I think that Sandpoint's really going to be trying to shut that down today against the new Stew Eagles so that when they play King Cove later, they can have that nice muscle memory and just know what they need to do in order to stop that high-powered offense. 105 points King Cove dropped early in that game.
I didn't see the final score. That is, some would say, excessive.
A little bit excessive. King Cove had a couple of tough losses against a really tough Unalaska team early in the season where they got a couple of 40-point losses, so I think they were looking to run a score up on themselves there. And they were trying to make a statement here. As number five there, that's Damian Gus, misses both of his free throws, and Sandpoint's now up 13-4 with 2:53 remaining in the first as Cumberledge drives up and in, but no good on the layup. It's rebounded by Smith, and he's up and in for two. Nice job by Smith, and Sandpoint really using their height And we'll have a half timeout here called by Coach Walcott as he will try and collect his team a little bit. And he really needs to have them boxing out because Sandpoint clearly has the height here advantage. As we said earlier, the New Stew Eagles, a very young team, a lot of freshmen. Kind of the opposite here for the Sandpoint Eagles as they're kind of top heavy with seniors and upper level talent. And that's really showing with their height. So they're ripping down those offensive boards, and New Stew is going to have to start boxing out and doing it the old-fashioned way if they want to be able to compete and hang in this game with Sandpoint. We have 2:44 remaining. Sandpoint Eagles here on their home court, leading 15-4. And on the floor for the Eagles, you have Larson, Cumberledge after the timeout, Galvin, Webster, and Smith.
We still have Andrew Pelta, number 4, also staying on the court. Makia Walcott looking at number 5. It seems like the same starting 5. Gus, number 1 on the court now as well, Elijah Christopher. And then number 10 joining us, Philip Christopher Jr., a freshman. He is a fresh face for the New Stew Eagles. And taking his first shot real quick, a hard banking shot about 13 or so feet out on the right-hand side. No good. Fast transition from Sandpoint.
Long three from Webster. Ooh. No good, but again, rebounded by Larson. He's doing work right now early on the offensive boards, tearing them down as he gets another one, a quick put back. Parker's got 3 points along with Smith. He's leading the Eagles with 5, and Galvin with 4.
Webster famous for that long ball. Doesn't quite go in, but there's a good line right there on the rim.
Yeah, if he gets going on that three-point line, New Stew is really going to have trouble. Like I said earlier, they've been pounding it into the lane, into the paint early here. That's a great sign for the Sandpoint offense.
Yeah.
If they can start getting these threes to drop, we might see a big point differential before the half.
2 to go in the first quarter, 17-4. And what kind of is a slow pace defensive struggle here between these two squads? Sandpoint can't get the basket to go down, so it's going to be a rebound by New Stew, and number 5 is going to take it up, Gust, as he looks for a chance from the top of the perimeter, off the back of the glass, no good, rebound goes to Edmund, he moves fast down the half-court line, he's got a breakaway on the left-hand side, layup by Parker Larson, 19-4 now, Sandpoint extends their lead once again.
And Larson looking good early here, it's good that he's being aggressive with the ball. Neither team playing particularly well right now offensively, but Sandpoint Eagles certainly getting a lot of shot attempts, and that's really what's making the difference right now. Even though they're not shooting generally well, they're tearing down a lot of offensive boards and getting those easy putbacks, and they're really moving the ball pretty well.
Yeah, it's good to see them playing as a team, and you know, I like a lot of what I see from Sandpoint right now. And if they can get these shots to drop, it's going to be a different game all around. Here's Gus with the ball, another long shot for 3. That's a high arc, no good off the back iron. Little guy comes in, Phil Crisper, and pulls down that board around 3 or 4 towers.
You love to see that, those little guys
come
in and grab those boards. That's just a
He's all over the place, number 10. He's really put in some heart. There's Pelts from the inside, just inside the paint from the center, about 3 feet out. No good. Rebound goes to Sandpoint, and a full court pressure, but Sandpoint makes easy work getting past it.
Nice movement again. That's the assisted by Smith, and down to the bucket, right down below the block for Larson. Larson now leading all scorers. He's got 7.
Yeah, he's doing great. He's in the right place at the right time and finishing his shots. Good pass by Carl. Not taking a shot that he could have taken, but seeing the better opportunity. Number 10 takes a shot. Christopher, no good. Carl Smith almost got a hand. He may have got a hand on it. It comes up short. Fast break. No look. Pass
no
to
look
Parker
pass
Larson.
Parker, yeah.
Almost goes down. That was a beautiful pass. Parker's rebound, or his layup, was just a little off. And a fight for the rebound is going to go out of bounds. Sandpoint walks away with the possession.
That was a great no-look pass by Galvin. Those two, Galvin and Larson, play together all the time since they were young. Great baseline out-of-bounds play there. Up and in on an alley-oop to Smith. We have 10 seconds remaining here in the first. Point differential getting large for the New Stew Eagles. It's 23-4. Stolen by Galvin as he goes up for the reverse layup, but he misses. And that's the only thing that I'd be concerned about for Sandpoint right now as the quarter runs out, is they are missing some easy shots.
Yeah.
A lot of layups haven't gone in. I'm sure Coach Smith is going to have a word or two with them about that at the break here.
It's hard to really do anything about that because, you know, when they're running their plays, they're getting the good looks. You can't really complain about the opportunities that they're getting, but the shots just aren't going down, and it's really hard to adjust for that.
Yeah, they just haven't started dropping yet, but I think they're a little nervous. First home game here in Sandpoint.
Absolutely.
Last week, they had a couple of tough games in King Cove. That high-powered offense really shut them down. I was talking to a couple of those boys when they got back this week. Their confidence was a little broken.
Absolutely.
So Coach Smith was really rallying those boys, getting them ready to play here at home. So you really know that this Sandpoint team is just loaded with talent. You just know that they're just ready to burst out into the scene. All they need to do is just keep playing hard.
Yeah, you see it. And, like, the Sandpoint team, four or five deep, just looking great with strong talent players. Need to kind of get that cohesiveness going. King Cove, just a team to beat, I think, in the region, and one of the teams to beat across the state.
Yeah, it looks like King Cove is stacked with talent. I mean, they have those three tall towers with Duarte, Severin, and Gould. And they know that this is their year. They're really fighting for it this year. But Sandpoint's not going to be easy right in a conference. I think you have two of the top teams in the 1A in 1A basketball right here in the Aleutians East School District.
Yeah, and it is great watching the T-Jacks come in, and just the seniors. They've worked so hard to get the team where it is today. And, you know, just a bunch of playmakers on there. But Sandpoint, playing as a team, if they can get these shots to go down, they're going to be on fire. And we have Chance Griffith coming in for his first check-in of the game. 23-4, Sandpoint on top of the New Stu Hawk Eagles with a fresh 8 minutes on the clock in the second quarter. Four fouls for New Stu, two for Sandpoint.
And, you know, Austin, you were just talking about that cohesiveness, and there's only one way to build cohesiveness, and that's to play together.
Yeah.
And so as Sandpoint gets their third game of the season going here, that's exactly what they're looking for as they go for some transition offense here from Larson.
Wow.
And he is looking great here early here, Austin, and that's a great sign for Sandpoint.
A fast break for Parker Larson. He gets the ball, does a 360 spin, puts it in off the left side, about 5 feet out. It goes in. What a great pass by Evan Cumberledge. Good response there. I think that's number 10, Christopher, again.
That is
guy.
Number 10. Yeah, he shot that right over the 6'4" Carl Smith. Nice floater. As the Sandpoint Eagles bring the ball up, Edmund will take that wide open three.
No go. Rebound fought for. Anthony Webster gets a whistle.
We got a foul on the floor here from Johansson. And it's a foul on number 5, and it's Damian Gust.
Yep, Damian Gust, the senior, going to put that's his first foul of the day, I think.
Good, another good baseline out-of-bounds play. Not a lot of movement from the new Studio Hawk Eagles on that play. They're going to have to move their feet and shut down those easy baseline out-of-bounds plays. That's two in a row there.
Yeah.
7 minutes remaining here. Sandpoint spread this lead to 27-6.
Nice tight man-to-man defense. Number 4 gets past his assignment. Webster picks him up, and pressure. Number 4, McKee Walcott puts a shot. No good. Rouse out. Rebound goes to Sandpoint, and I love Sandpoint's fast transitions.
Yeah, they really are running that fast break opportunity here as Webster gets another 2 points. He hasn't scored in a while, so that's a nice two-pointed layup by him.
Yep, nice coast-to-coast on that one.
Yep, no more full-court pressure from the Eagles. They're just playing a straight-up man-to-man defense. A little bit of pressure. But definitely Smith staying in the paint, protecting that rim. You like to see that as well, him down there dominating that rim.
Good rebound there by Newstu. Christopher took another shot. Christopher Jr. took another shot, and it did not go down. Newstu gets a second chance. They're outside the perimeter. Cumberledge puts some tight defense on number 5, Gus. Hands off to Christopher Jr. again. Wraps around, takes a shot. No good from about 5 feet out on the right-hand side. Rebound goes to Smith. Anthony Webster loses the pass, but he's able to recover it. 10-foot jumper.
Yep, jump shot there and good.
Wide open jump shot. No one even close. Good for two. 31-6 now. Sandpoint is dominating this game at this point.
Yeah, they are. They're starting to run away here. You might see a timeout come from Coach Walcott to talk to these boys, settle them down, because they're starting to look a little flustered here late in the second quarter.
Wide open shot for three.
Yeah, pretty ill-advised shot there. Not the best look as we see some more transition offense. Sandpoint didn't really spread the ball too well there, but Cumberledge saw a shot there. He saw an opening, took it right there in the middle of the paint, dropped that in, and he drew the foul. So he'll go to the line. That's New Stu's 16th foul of the game as Webster comes out, and senior Jason Hydrocki gets his first minutes of the game as Cumberledge begins to line up for his free throw attempt.
Good to see these players coming in, and Coach Smith giving lots of opportunity for the bench to come out here. We got freshman Chance Griffith, also Jason Hydrocki. Oh, inbound pass, missed shot. Sandpoint got the rebound off that missed second opportunity from Cumberledge. They get the ball on a second attempt now. Moving outside perimeter, I think that's Carl.
That was Larson over there. We also have freshman Gunderson getting his first action as we get a little entertainment from our referee, Billy Dushkin. I think he tripped over the half-court line there.
Good rebound by Ashton. Edmonds going to jog it up past the half-court line. Larson now on the right-hand side. Takes a deep shot for three.
Oh,
nothing
man.
But net.
Parker.
Wow.
Great ball fake over to the corner. Totally just wiped his man clear. And that was a two-step behind the three-point line. That was about an NBA three.
That was a big one.
Larson is looking hot right here. He's got 11 points in this first half.
36
5 minutes remaining.
Yeah, 5 minutes to go, 36-6. Nice shot from the baseline. It's going to come up short. Christopher Jr. missing that one, just shy of the rim. Rebound goes to Cumberledge. Moving fast, but good defense by number 1. Edmund gets past him, cross the court to Chance, sees the three, doesn't take it. Hadraki on the inside, hard off the glass, rebound fought for. Ashton can't quite get it, and New Stew is going to pull it down. Number one, Elijah Christopher, will get the ball out, and New Stew is going to set for their play now.
So you see Coach Smith getting his bench in early here. You can tell he's clearly looking later into this tournament, down the line a little bit, getting his starters some rest. King Cove doesn't really have that advantage. They only are seven deep on their team as Larson goes for another deep three.
Count it.
And nails it. Oh, my goodness. Larson might be lighting this night up here, Austin.
Yeah, 39-6. Larson can't miss right now. Looking beautiful out there. We got four to go. We've got lots of basketball coming our way tomorrow, too. Four games here in Sandpoint. Shot for three goes high at the glass again, number four, and that is, Makia Walcott misses that shot. And Sandpoint on a fast transition is going to lose the ball. Out of bounds, last touch by the Sandpoint Eagles, and that'll be a baseline throw-in.
Yeah, it looked like Cumberland was kind of looking for a cutter on the right side. I think he just took his eyes off the play and he just lost the dribble. But Cumberledge has been looking great.
Yeah.
It looks like he's running the point guard spot.
He's a good leader on the floor.
Yeah, and we'll get junior Devin Roll getting his first action. So on the floor for Sandpoint, you have Griffith, Hadraki, Roll, Cumberledge, and Gunderson. As we have looks like an offensive foul there called by Tabitha Johansson.
Yeah, turnover there.
Turnover for the New Stew Eagles. As Roll inbounds it to Cumberledge with 3:45 remaining here in the first half.
Ashton on the outside perimeter. Oh, ball almost stripped away from him by number two, Gusty Blanca. No good on the shot there, taken by Sandpoint. Rebound goes to Blanca. Again, Blanca Jr. is going to move it up here for the New Stew Eagles. Looking for a pass. Chance doing some great defense, makes it hard. He pulls back, gets it to number four, Walcott. Walcott's going to pass it around the perimeter. Eagles just can't quite penetrate. Good defense by Sandpoint, making it real tough to get past.
Yeah, and even with the bench players here, you can tell that everybody's getting that work because they're still they've shifted their defense a little bit as Griffith gets that jump. Long pass to Hadraki from Cumberledge. Hadraki tries a behind-the-back pass, doesn't go. And it looks like the Sandpoint Eagles have switched with their bench here, playing now a 2-3 zone defense with Gunderson in the middle defending the paint.
Yeah, it's definitely more of a 2-3 formation, but kind of like a tight, almost man-to-man play, sticking real hard outside the perimeter. Good defense by the Eagles. Shot for three is going to be off the top of the rim. Ashing pulls down an easy rebound.
It is definitely a non-traditional 2-3 defense. You know, with a 2-3 defense, your primary concern is defending the paint, but they are not even letting New Stew have a shot at the three-pointers. They're not letting them get anything easy. But that's Senior Pelt, 34, with a nice offensive board after the missed shot by five.
Good putback.
He gets that nice putback, and that's his third point of the game.
39-8 now. Sandpoint gets a second bucket, and that's going to be 41-8. I think that was Cumberledge putting that one away with 2:20 to go. Sandpoint still controlling this lead. High pass going to Christopher Jr. Philip Christopher Jr., that's not going to go into his hands. It's out of bounds. Sandpoint's going to have a chance here for possession again. And another sub now is number 10, Christopher Jr. is going to come out, and number 11, Juan Hall is going to come in.
The ball brought up by Cumberledge, nice and slow. He knows there's no rush. He's going to set up this play for his bench. And you see what Coach Smith is doing here. He has Cumberledge out there as captain, working with these younger guys, making sure that the chemistry is there for his entire bench. But there's an ill-advised pass by Griffith that went right to the lane for a fast break point there by number four for New Stew.
Good breakaway there by Walcott. Took it all the way up and in for two. 41-10 now, just under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Sandpoint with possession. Hadraki almost loses it, gets his dribble back, hands it over to Cumberledge, who's just at the half court line, trying to get past his man. Nice ball handling. Looking all around, Hadraki breaks the paint, puts it up. Oh man, so close. Ashton gets a rebound and the putback on the left hand side. That's good for two.
You know, that's something I wouldn't mess with Gunderson. He's wrestler. He's about 285 pounds, and he just ripped that ball right out of that defender's
hands. You're not going to get around him.
No, and he just put that up for an easy two. I mean, Ashton's like a brick wall down there. There's another turnover by New Stew. Hadraki, no good on the layup.
Just can't finish his layup.
Hydrocky's really looking for his first points as an Eagle here. He's been just getting just rattling around the rim. He'll
great
get
looks.
Up to go at some point with 1:11 left here in the first half.
Jason Hadraki, a Filipino player, and you watch him come and play a ball, and the people from the Philippines play a real fast-paced basketball game. And you can see his fast break action looks great. Those shots are going to go down. Good shot, long two-point for New Stewie Hawk, making it 43-12.
Well, and he's a great defender, too, Austin. He's so tenacious with his hands. And he gets his hands in there with a three-pointer from the baseline from Griffith.
Number 11 on a fast break, loses the ball, stripped by Cumberledge.
Well defended
really
there from Cumberledge as he rips the ball down. Another two-point attempt by Gunderson. Oh, and it's good go.
Ashton nails it. Nice across the cross-post pass to Ashton, puts it up and in, and he's looking good down there, very confident with the ball.
Yeah, you see Cumberland just moving the ball here. He's trying to boost up this second string right now, this bench team for Sandpoint, making sure that they can play well here in front of their families, but in front of his home crowd. As Newstew brings the ball up, Griffith went for that jump in the lane but didn't get it. Yeah, the ball is defended almost all the way to the half court line here by Sandpoint.
Good energy. Nice pick by Newstew. Almost gets number two open. Almost loses the ball. Gussie Blanco regains his dribble. Shot from the perimeter. Long over the basket. No good. And with that's the buzzer. Going into the second half, Sandpoint up 45-12. And a great job by the Sandpoint Eagles controlling this game. And I believe Paul here has the scores.
Yeah, and Pelt ripped down that offensive board and did get the putback, but it was just after time had expired. And we have 45-12 here in favor of Sandpoint as we go down to our 10-minute marker here for halftime. Some of your leading scorers, as we said, we have Larson lighting it up, 12 points. 14 points for Larson, leading all scorers. Number 23, Anthony Webster with six. Cumberledge with four. Number five for Sandpoint, I believe that's...
Webster?
Oh, that's Webster. 23 is Smith. He has five. And number 20, Stephen Galvin with four. And I'm sure I missed a couple of those points because I don't think that adds up to 45. But a great start from Sandpoint. Very, very nice ball movement. They started off a little bit sloppy with the layups, but really starting to get those to go. And when you're feeling good, everything starts to drop. And you can tell that they were just pushing the momentum there at the end of that first half.
Want to say a quick shout-out to our sponsors, and thank you so much to Gould & Sons in King Cove, also the AC stores in Sandpoint in King Cove, Shoeing Corporation, the King Cove Corporation. Also a big thank you to the Barefoot Inn, Island Marine Surveyors here in Sandpoint, proud sponsor of KSTP, Precision Airways, offering services throughout the Aleutians East Borough and beyond for air service, Peninsula Airways, Tel Alaska, also a sponsor of KSTP, to the Aleutians East Borough, the cities of King Cove and Sandpoint. All these sponsors really make these games a reality. And to you, the listener, thank you so much for tuning in. We're live in Sandpoint with 8:30 left to go here in the halftime. It's 45-12. Sandpoint leads the new Stewie Hawk Eagles. Hate to see Muse go like that, but we are back for second half action. 45-12. Sandpoint controlling every aspect of this game, and they're going to have the ball coming in. And I hear it's a one-point game right now for the ladies up in New Haven for Sandpoint.
Yeah, that's what I just got a text from Coach Gardner up in New Haven, and it's 36-34 or 36-35 in favor of the Lady Eagles playing the New Haven Malamutes right now up in Lady Eagles. And some great half-court entertainment there from our pep band run by Miss Lanier, our wonderful band teacher here in Sandpoint. And some wonderful cheerleading action from our young cheerleaders directed by Mrs. Mixon, our fourth and fifth grade teacher. So great hometown entertainment here during halftime as Cumberledge brings the ball up. For the Sandpoint Eagles, you have Webster, Larson, Galvin, Smith, and Cumberledge as a nice entry pass into the middle of the paint goes to Webster from Cumberledge. And Webster gets two there, two easy points there right in the middle of the floor.
On the floor, we got Parker Larson, Anthony Webster, Carl Smith, Stephen Galvin, and Edmund Cumberledge for the Eagles. We have Andrew Pelta, there's a steal and a putback by New Stewie Hawk coming off with some energy here. That's 47-14 now for New Stew.
That was number 10, a nice strip there from number 10. That's Christopher Jr. stripped Cumberledge there. 47-14 in favor of Sandpoint. Nice penetration move there from number four. Rips it off the backboard, but no good.
And Sandpoint just stood around watching that ball come down off the rim. I mean, they had two players on either side and just went straight into the hands of Newstew, and I'm not sure exactly why that happened, but Sandpoint coming off a little sluggish from the bench in that half break, and Newstew's hungry for some baskets right now.
Yeah, and you just kind of took the words out of my mouth there, Austin. I'm not really liking what I'm seeing from Sandpoint. There's a difference between, you're up by 31 points right now. There's a difference between playing when you're up and then, kind of taking it easy. You don't want to do that because it creates bad habits. I'm seeing just walking from the Eagles right now. you don't want to create that havoc because it's just going to come around and turn around and bite you later. So I'm not liking the energy that the Sandpoint Eagles are bringing right now. I know that they don't want to embarrass anybody out here tonight, but that doesn't mean that you let up your intensity of play ever, especially when you have your starters on the floor.
Ball moving right now by... That was a crazy behind-the-back no-look shot, 360 spin by number four, Makia Walcott, just short of the basket, too.
They actually almost went in, Austin. That would have been pretty crazy. That would have been a crowd pleaser if it went in. Yeah, and you're seeing a timeout here from Smith, and
Brands.
I think he's going to just fire his guys up. I mean, tell him, guys, look, we're still playing here. And these Sandpoint Eagles are really nice guys. They're nice kids. They don't want to embarrass anybody here. But you have to keep the intensity up because you're just going to wind up creating bad habits for yourself later.
Yeah, so coming in now, good to see Brandon Smith saw that, kind of bring his boys in. They had a great first half. They were playing the ball well, but, you know, just kind of seeing them watch the ball come down off the shots, I mean, they should. The ball literally just dropped in the hands of one of the players from New Studio Hawk. They had two players who could have just easily walked over half a step and grabbed it.
Right. So I think, you had some subs coming in here. You had Gunderson subbed in. So, yeah, Smith bringing in his bench here. So you have Hydrocki, Gunderson, Larson, Cumberledge, Griffith, and Hydrocki rounding out the starting five with a three-pointer there from Larson. No good from the wing and an intense rip out for the ball there from Hydrocki. And he earns a jump ball. Oh, nope, that'll be turned around there. Possession arrow switches in favor of the New Stew Eagles. And you can see a little New Stew kind of fired up here early in the second half. So we'll see what they can do against this second-string Eagles team.
Christopher Jr. gets the ball stripped out, but they're going to have a foul call there. I think a reach-in by Parker Larson will put the ball on a throw-in on the sideline for New Stew. And here's Elijah Christopher with the ball. He's going to throw it in for the New Stew Eagles. Gets the handoff from the referee, Tabitha Johansson, calls the play into action, and quickly finds number 10, Philip Christopher Jr. Moves the ball across the perimeter, four picks it up, Gus moving around, back over to Christopher. Christopher drives in, shot from about 12 feet out, off the top of the rim, rebound goes to Cumberledge, and he's got a little pep in his step. Nice outlet pass, Parker, oh man, behind the back layup, he was just moving too fast, but that was not the shot he should have taken.
No, that was a little bit too much flair there from Larson. As you're seeing some sloppy play here early in the second half, that's a foul on Gunderson as he just kind of hacked at number four there, didn't move his feet. He's got to move his feet and try to reposition. He kind of did drop his arm there. It was a bit of a hard foul there on Gunderson, the freshman.
4:55 to go, 50-16. Sandpoint still on top here as we are in the third quarter. And this is going to be number four. Makia Walcott at the line for an attempt for two, I believe.
And he'll miss his first free throw attempt. So he gets some encouragement from his teammates as Larson will go and sit down on the bench. And Roll will come in for his first action of the second half. He'll line up there on the post, try to get this rebound here. After the second attempt here from Walcott. Walcott up, no good. Rebounded by Cumberledge.
Ball now in the hands of Edmund, and Edmund's going to take it across the half-court line. Quickly met by number one, Christopher. Passes over down the line, almost lost by Hydrocki. He keeps his dribble, drives into the paint, passes back out to the free throw line, where Cumberledge is going to look for a shot, can't see anything. Griffith on the outside to Hydrocki for three, just over to the right of the rim. But, man, what a follow-up by Edmund Cumberledge. Up and in, man. He just had a wide-open lane to rebound and drive up the paint. Puts it in for two, 52-16.
Yeah, you see Cumberledge just always just cool as ice out there, always commanding, always in control, always just seems to know exactly what he's doing out there. And with his team, as a three-pointer from the baseline goes up from Walcott, no offensive rebound. Another up shot attempt, no good. Cumberledge will let that go out as he'll take it out from the baseline. And we have a sub coming in here. That'll be number 11 coming in, Juan Halla. Getting his first action of the second half here as Cumberledge inbounds the ball to Hydrocki, 52-16 for Sandpoint.
And a quick second, we're going to say that we have Andrew Pelta on the floor. Also, we have Elijah Christopher, number 11 on the floor, Walhalla, also number 5 on the floor. That is Damian Gus and number 4, Makia Walcott, rounding it out for the New Studio Hawk Eagles. And they now have the possession after a series of missed shots by Sandpoint.
And that was last touch there by Black. The new Stew Eagles, and that'll be possession Sam Point. So, like we said here, a little bit of sloppy play. A total of 7 points dropped here with 3:40 left from Sam Point, and only 4 points dropped by the new Stew Eagles. So a very...
Ball now in the hands of Sam Point. Griffith has a wide open shot for three. Nice high arc off the back of the iron. Picked up by Cumberledge. He's going to drive up, but he runs in all sorts of traffic, weaves his way through, but a rebound hits the bottom of the rim. He just was jumbled up a little too much on the way to the basket there.
Yeah, and a nice 2-3 defense played by New Stew there. Griffith played it exactly right, trying to find that wide open three there in the left wing. He just couldn't get it to drop. That's how you beat that 2-3 defense. Cumberledge ran right into the edge of it in there in the paint. That's why he couldn't get that last bucket to go. Bad pass from Cumberledge cross court. Total lazy pass. Fast break opportunity there for New Stew. And number 11, Juan Hollo, will drop that in for his first 2 points of the night.
Good layup there by Juan Hollo, 52-18. And there just wasn't quite enough mustard on that one from Cumberledge. It was a cross to the top of the key and just picked off. Shot from Griffith on the baseline, no good on the left-hand side. Rebound goes to Sand Point, and Edmund Cumberledge gets the ball. He's going to shoot from three. Oh, drains it.
Wow, bit of a fade there from Cumberledge. Nice form as he gets that long three to go, and that might be a spark that the Eagles need here to kind of pep themselves up here.
That was
a nice shot. Yeah.
Man, he just loaded it right from the pass. That looked beautiful. Here we go, New Stew.
Nice fundamentally sound ball there from Cumberledge as a three-pointer goes up from the right baseline there from number 11. That's Juan Hala. Rebounded, though, by Cumberledge, and he'll bring it up. Nice transition baseline play there. Oh, no good there from Griffith. He might be trying a little too hard here, Austin, to get that first bucket. He needs to calm himself down. Griffith, a good young ball player, freshman.
Yeah.
Hard foul there from Hydrocki there as a penetration from number 3. Nice move. Number three, that would be Jacob Andrew, Jr., goes hard into the paint, into the lane. He was fouled hard there by Hydrocki.
He was moving fast.
He was, and he got that. That's his first two buckets of the game.
And I got to say, he probably has the most height of any player for New Seahawk as well.
You do, and it's a little bit surprising that he's not having a better game. He is a starter for these Eagles, and he got that tough bucket there to drop, drew the foul, and he hits the free throw. So nice job there from Andrews.
55-21. New Seahawk has held Sandpoint to almost no baskets. 10 baskets.
Ten points just for Sandpoint here, as opposed to 11 for the New Stew Eagles as Larson checks back in for Hydrocki.
Here we go, Sandpoint the ball. Parker on the baseline for three, off the back of the rim.
Nice board there from Gunderson as he goes up hard and in. Wow. Nice board there from Ashton.
The Rock of Gibraltar. Ashton
is
dependable.
I mean, if he can just position his feet like that every time, he literally will not be stopped. I mean, he's just, no one can outmatch him in the paint.
Picked off there by Cumberledge. We're going to have a whistle off that pass.
That'll be on a foul on number 32, it looks like. That's Devin Roll, Jr., his first foul. The night at Sandpoint has racked up 3 team fouls here early. Nice board there from Larson.
Yeah, missed shot there, but he almost loses his dribble, gains it back, finds Cumberledge, and now we have Sandpoint with the ball, and they're going to move it quickly up. He's going to see another shot for three off the back of the glass. Almost goes down. Chance with the board. Back to Ashton. Almost goes down on the left-hand putback. No good. Rebound goes to New Stew. And now here we have number 3, Andrew, going to move up for New Stew Hawk.
Tight defense there from Cumberledge. Sandpoint still playing that tough 2-3 zone with heavy pressure on the ball.
Nice moving around the perimeter. Wide open shot by number 4, Gus. No good. Rebound goes to Sandpoint. And here's Cumberledge.
Transition offense again here from Sandpoint.
Yeah, they've been playing real fast. Cumberledge is doing a great job moving quickly. Pass out to Ashton on the free throw line. Now to the perimeter where Larson's going to drive in. He gets a deflection. Number 5 with that one, Damian Gus. But that's going to put a little bit too much contact on Larson. So he was going up for the shot.
Yeah, that was a nice move. He kind of ripped the ball down, faked shot, ripped the ball to his right side, then pulled up jumper and drew the foul on the nice jump shot there from Larson.
Good job by Larson. It almost looked clean, though, by Gus to me.
Yeah, it was. He was straight up. I think he just caught his elbow on the way up. And Parker didn't even get the shot off. He did get the ball, but I think he just caught the elbow on the way up. Parker, relax on this free throw line. Let's get these to drop as he misses his first.
We've got Callie on the floor right now, a 3-year-old just running across.
Well, at least these teams are keeping us entertained, as well as the refs and the crowd. as we had our referee trip over the timeline earlier, and now we have little kids running out of the court. It is funny.
It's 1A basketball.
It is 1A basketball in Alaska. It's very always entertaining. Parker, there you go, gets that second one to drop. On the floor now for the Eagles, Sandpoint Eagles, you have Galvin checked back in along with Smith. And Webster and Cumberledge and Larson still on the floor for the Sandpoint
Starting
Eagles.
Starting five.
Nice defense there from Larson as he gets that tipped. Sidelines out of bounds here for the new Stew Eagles.
The score is 58-21 with just over 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. New Stew with the ball. Here's number five, Gus, moving around. He finds number three, Blanca Jr.
Oh, nice entry pass there from Andrews to Gus, and that was a great offensive play. Nice cut in there to the lane on the left side of the basket. Got an easy layup. Cumberledge with a three from the wing. No good. Webster rebounded. Nice offensive board. Nice defense there.
Oh,
from
man.
New Stew. Fadeaway shot. No good.
Right into the hands of Christopher, and he's going to pass it on the outlet. Here comes number four moving fast. Walcott puts up a shot. No good. And no time for that shot. Just across the court. Comes up shy. But as we end the third quarter, the score is 58-23. And, man, that was really a good quarter for New Stewiehawk, who did not lose a lot of ground and kind of was able to inch their way a little bit closer there.
Yeah, New Stew netted, that was 11 points for them in that quarter. Without a doubt, their best quarter of the night. Held Sandpoint to just 13 points.
I want to say a quick thank you to our sponsors. I want to say thanks to Sandpoint Generating for their support of KSTP. Also to Island Marine Surveyors, Goulds & Sons in King Cove. Thank you to ACs in Sandpoint and King Cove. And also a big shout-out to Chewing Corporation, King Cove Corporation, to the cities of Sandpoint and King Cove. Also, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough, Penn Air, Tel Alaska. The list really goes on. Thank you so much for everyone who supports KSTP and makes this a reality. And we are going to announce the players of the game at the end of each game. We have games up here in Sandpoint tomorrow at 3 p.m., 4:30, 6:30, and 8. And we have games over in New Haven that are going to be on the radio at 12:30, 2, and 6. Make sure you go on kapradio.org to find that schedule of what we are going to broadcast. But I think we're going to have 6 games tomorrow. Way downtown by Galvin. No good. Rebound comes to New Stewiehawk as we enter the fourth quarter.
Oh, wow. What a reversal layup there.
Beautiful.
That was amazing. What a nice reversal shot from the right to the left on number 11 there. That was Wanhole. Great play there as he got that two-pointer to go. Behind the back pass there from Smith to Galvin in the corner. Another behind-the-back pass from Galvin. So Sandpoint getting a little fancy here.
They're making them stick. They're fortunate that they're playing right now what they're playing because they have an opportunity to recover for some of those missed passes. Foul on the floor there. Sandpoint is going to put some full-court pressure here as New Stewiehawk gets the ball off of that foul.
So Sandpoint, a little mazzle-dazzle.
Oh, Parker goes to the line, my bad.
Yep, Parker's going to the line there. He did earn that foul with a little bit of a razzle-dazzle play there from Sandpoint as Parker goes up, misses another free throw. That would be my concern if I'm Coach Smith here. These guys are looking like they're jacking around just a little bit here, Austin.
Yeah.
They need to settle down and just play ball.
Wanted to say really quick, King Cove is going to play here in Sandpoint against New Stewiehawk here at 3 p.m. tomorrow. 4:30 Sandpoint against New Haven. Then at 6:30 tomorrow, we'll have New Haven versus New Stewiehawk. That will not be on the radio. And 8 p.m., Sandpoint versus King Cove, the game everyone's been waiting for. And that will be tomorrow at 8 p.m. Championship games on Saturday, so make sure you tune in. Lots of great basketball. And if you're here in Sandpoint, come on down. Good steal off the full court pressure. Cumberledge gets that one. Nice pass from Parker. He puts up a shot from just under the basket. No good. Chasing the rebound down. Number 5 gets it for New Stewiehawk, and he's going to have a fast transition, but pull back and wait for his team.
Yeah, another missed free throw there from Sandpoint. Ripped down on an offensive board, but no good as New Stew takes the ball down. Andrews with a nice entry pass, but that's going to be a blocking call there on Cumberledge as Andrews kind of had him beat on the baseline. That'll be Cumberledge's, I think, first foul, I believe, is personal, as each team here has 4 in the fourth quarter. 58-25 in favor of Sandpoint, 6:50 to remaining here in the game. They need to start this clock out there.
It wouldn't be a game here in Sandpoint if the clock didn't start at least once during an inbound.
Hopefully we get that out of the system here as a foul goes down. I didn't see who that was called on for Sandpoint, but that'll be their fifth team foul. That was Cumberledge's second. That actually might have been on him as well. So he just picked up two quick fouls. Still sitting here at 6:54 left here in the game. A couple subs coming in here. We have Griffith, Gunderson, Roll, and Hydrocki coming in for Smith, Larson, Webster. And first attempt there by number one, Christopher, was no good. He'll go for two here.
58-25 remains the score with just under 7 minutes to go here in the game. Sandpoint on top.
Rebounded by Gunderson there after the second missed attempt.
Edmund Cumberledge with the ball. He's at the top of the key. Oh, man, his pass gets deflected and goes right into the hands of New Stewie Hawk. They're moving fast, and they put that bucket away. And, man, New Stewie just doing a great job here in the second half, keeping the high energy and defensively putting a stop to Sandpoint from really converting.
Yeah, turnover there by Cumberledge, but then he drains that three there in the wing.
Good luck.
Yep, turnover there by Cumberledge, and then the fast break there from number 10, Christopher Jr., but then a nice transition three-pointer there by Cumberledge put a stop to that run for the New Stewie Eagles.
Here comes number three with the ball. That is Jacob Andrews. He's moving around, takes it to the baseline. Ball goes out of bounds. They just good defense from Sandpoint, forcing the ball out. Last touch by Black. So the Sandpoint Eagles will take possession with six to go here and just over a 34-point lead. Good steal again by number one, Christopher, with the ball. Moving down for New Stewie, looking for an opportunity to get the ball into the bucket. Long shot taken for three, no good. No one there for the rebound except for number 10 for New Stewie. His putback's no good. And again, Sandpoint just not with that same level of intensity and urgency that we saw in the first half.
So Blanca Jr. here will come in for Christopher Jr., and he'll get back into the game. Yeah, Sandpoint, just like we said, I mean, they're looking a little flat here. I mean, I think they're kind of already put this game away. They've kind of already put this game behind them. That's what it really looks like to me.
Yeah.
Gunderson behind number one there, Christopher, and he kind of fouled him from behind. He's got his arms up, doesn't know what he did. Maybe Tabitha will explain that to him. As number one, Christopher will go to the line for two. Seven team fouls here for Sandpoint, four for New Stew, 61-27 in favor of Sandpoint. Christopher nets that first free throw.
Good shot there by Christopher for New Stewie Hawk, and I'm going to see if I can't pull up a little basketball schedule for tomorrow for the ladies as we get ready for them to square off.
Yep, and Christopher nets his free throw there as Austin looks up that schedule for everybody. Cumberland brings the ball up across the timeline. Do you have that schedule for us, Austin?
I do. Tomorrow at 12:30 in New Haven, this will be on the radio from what we've heard. Sandpoint will go up against New Stewie Hawk. King Cove Rookies at 2 p.m. tomorrow against New Haven. And then at 6 p.m., Sandpoint versus King Cove. So make sure you tune into KSDP for those games as well up in New Haven Invitational. Here's Sandpoint. Chance for three.
Oh,
get
there
it.
There you go. You love to see it, Austin. Griffith, probably his sixth attempt of the night, finally gets that three-pointer to go. You know, I love watching Griffith. His uniform's about three sizes too big for him right now. But he didn't let that one faze him. He's swimming in that uniform, but he just netted that three.
Yeah, good shot. He's going to have a lot of good potential coming his way here as he develops his game. Here's five driving up the left-hand side, and what a great pass and good look. Number five, Damian Gus, puts it up and in for New Stewie Hawk, 64-31, and just kind of staying steady here. Shot for Sandpoint, no good, but Ashton with a pull-down putback, no good. Fighting hard for that second one, isn't quite going to get it.
Yeah, Gunderson really ripping down on those offensive boards here. I mean, New Stew, as we said early, they are a lot shorter, and they're skinny guys. So, I mean, Gunderson out there, I mean, he works hard for those boards. He just got another one. Didn't get that one to go either, though, but he's working hard for those offensive boards. He's kind of got it wherever he wants them.
Good inbound pass by Sandpoint, and there we go for three, I believe.
That was Cumberledge, yep. That was Cumberledge, another three.
On the right-hand side on the baseline, 67-31 now. Sandpoint with 17 fouls, New Stewie with four, and the possession. There's number one, Christopher with the ball, finds number two, Blanca Jr., passing around, looking for an opportunity. On the baseline for three now, New Stewie fires one, goes over the rim, quick rebound by Rule, and Edmund Cumberledge will get the ball and take it across the half-court line.
Yep, 67-31 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles as Cumberledge rips open another three, but that one was no good. And that'll be possession for New Stew Eagles. with 4:06 remaining here in the game here, Austin.
Yep, well over the rim. He's going to get the ball to New Stew, and here comes number 3 with the ball. Andrew moving quickly. He's met by some defenders, gets past the defense, fires off to number 4, who puts up a shot 10 feet out. Good. Mark it down for Makia Walcott, the 4th. The freshman from New Stewie Hawk, making it 67-33.
Yeah, that was really great offense there from New Stew.
Yeah, good passing.
Quick attraction, brought that 2-3 zone right up towards him in the at the high post, and ripped that ball over to the wing. Easy 10-foot jumper for Walcott. Roll will fire a 3, no good off the back iron. Rebounded there from Andrew, who does have some height out there.
Yeah,
also.
He does. For a New Stew player, he's pretty tall. Moving down to the baseline, here's 4 with a shot. I think that is Makia Jr., no good. Rebound goes over to Edmund Cumberlidge. He's moving fast, way up. Oh, cross the post over to Chance. Going to bounce off the toe of number 3, Andrews, for New Stewie Hawk. And Sandpoint will throw in deep in their own territory, underneath their basket, I should say, actually.
Yep, they're from the baseline there, inbound to the roll, back to Cumberlidge. Rip pass, cross-court pass to roll, jump shot, no good, but another offensive board by Gunderson. No good on the putback. Last touch there by Sandpoint. Possession goes to New Stew. 3 minutes remaining here in the game.
Lots of pressure on that rebound attempt there by Gunderson. Just couldn't quite grab it. Here we go. Ball now in the hands of New Stew. They pull up their dribble, take it over to number 2. Here comes Blanca Jr. Tightly defended. This is a very far out zone that they're playing. Putting in lots of pressure. Driving pass. Pass down to the baseline. Shot just over the rim. Hadraki fights hard for the rebound. Goes to the floor. It's a scrum to get it. Griffith gets it at the end. Here's Sandpoint with the ball, and Edmund Cumberlidge is going to drive up into the lane. Sees an open chance. Lots of good defense there from number 3. Forces a turnover, and a fast break by New Stew. They can't get converted, but a put back by, number 4, Walcott, doesn't go down either. And here's Sandpoint now with possession, and we'll see if they slow down the pace here.
Yeah, and definitely, as you said, Austin, not a traditional 2-3 zone from Sandpoint, bringing heavy pressure up past the 3-point line there on New Stew. As they're trying to put pressure on the ball. Now, with that 2-3 zone, you want to be careful playing against maybe a more talented team like King Cove, because King Cove will penetrate that ball past that 2 and look to put that ball into the paint. So you want to be careful running that kind of a zone. It's good pressure on the ball, but you want to make sure you protect that paint with that 2-3 zone.
Here's Raul from inside the post. No good. Rebound goes to, I think that's Christopher. Nice cross the post pass. Had Sandpoint looking. Walcott Jr. is going to put it away. Good for 2. 67-34, and we have 90 seconds left to go. And I think Sandpoint, we can officially say, is going to walk away with the victory here as we close out the first 2 games of this Sandpoint Invitational. There we go. Thank you, Paul Barker, for your wonderful contributions, as always. We're going to wrap this one up here. Player of the game will be announced in just a few moments. 67-35. Sandpoint is up by 32. They've got just under 90 seconds. Here comes Jason Hadraki with the ball. Takes it to the top of the key. Passing down now. See if I can't move over a little bit. Now they got a little bit of room to grow. Okay, ball went out of bounds. Last touch by Sandpoint. There's going to be a throw-in by the New Stewie Hawk Eagles. 1:12 to go here in the game. 67-35. Nice pass now to number 4, Walcott Jr. His shot goes off the mark. Raul picks up the rebound, gets it over to Cumberlidge, and with 1 minute to go, Edmund Cumberlidge is going to drive real fast in the paint, dish out to Griffith for 3 points on the baseline, just off the back of the iron, picked up by Christopher, number 1. He'll pass it to number 5, and I believe that's Gust. Gust going to pass it around to the cross, the other side of the perimeter, driving in, number 3 puts up a shot off the back of the iron. Rebound by Cumberlidge. He's got 40 seconds on the clock. Moving real fast on transition. Pulls up for a 3. Nice jumper off the back of the iron. Hadraki in position for the rebound. Passes a chance. Hadraki gets the pass back right away. And good defense there by number 2. He's going to force the ball out of bounds. Walcott's going to sit down for New Stew. And in will come number 11 for the Eagles. New Stewie Hawk number 11. That is Walhalla. Craig Walhalla. Sorry, I'm losing my voice out here. It's going to be a long weekend, I can tell you that much. We'll do our best to provide the best coverage. You'll probably hear from a couple different announcers. Tomorrow, don't forget, we have games coming all day. I think we're going to have 6 games tomorrow, starting at 12:30, going all the way till 8 p.m. for the final round. There's a whistle. It's going to send number 2 to the line. That's Gusty Blanca Jr. going up now for a chance for two. Actually, it's 1-1 off the back of the iron. Raul fights for the rebound with Andrew. Raul gets it, but Andrew steals it. And here comes New Stew with 20 seconds and a chance to get two more points on the board. Make that a three-point opportunity. Gus fires it off. No good, but, man, Ashton just gets the ball and rips it. Lots of respect for number two, Gussie Blanca, who is no less than half or a third of the size of Ashton Gunnarsson. And he gets in there and forces a jump ball. But, man, Ashton just used all of his strength to rip that ball out of his hands. Jump ball goes in favor of Sandpoint. 5 seconds on the clock. Cumberledge with the ball. He pulls up his dribble. He needs the help. He's just going to let the ball. He's going to let the clock run out. And there we go. 67-35. The Sandpoint with the win. 67-35. And I don't have the scores right now to let you know what it's going to look like. But what a great effort from Sandpoint. They had a great first half. The second half looked really good for New Studio Hawk. Sandpoint definitely kept them at bay and controlled the game the entire way. But Sandpoint, with a lot of opportunity to kind of examine themselves, got a good win here, see how they can improve. They got King Cove coming up tomorrow. Let me go down really quickly and let you know who we've got, the games that we have one more time. Tomorrow at 12:30, we'll start things out. The Lady Eagles of Sandpoint going up against the Lady Eagles of New Studio Hawk. Also, 2 p.m., King Cove Rookies against the New Haven Malamutes at New Haven. And then up here at 3 o'clock, we'll catch this game a little bit late. 3 o'clock, we'll have New Stew against King Cove here in Sandpoint. 4:30, Sandpoint versus New Haven here in Sandpoint. And then 6 p.m., Sandpoint, Lady Eagles versus the Rookies of King Cove. And then 8 p.m. tonight, Sandpoint against King Cove here in Sandpoint. Holden, I know you're happy to hear all that. And we're going to give it back over to you, Holden. Take it away. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, final score is 67-35. Sandpoint up against the New Studio Hawk Eagles on the first day of the Sandpoint Invitational.